Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that I have God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of you who are listening to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we are going to continue to pray. So we've had a word on Sunday, we've had surgery on Monday, and on Monday we were able to really analyze our hearts, that's correct, and then on Tuesday we were really able to see the focus of God and the Word of God, and now we're up to Wednesday with praying with love and power. If you missed any of the segments this week, be sure to go back. They're all archived. They're all recorded. Be sure to go back and listen to all of those particular ministries. We are going to start by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy and righteous word. I want to first of all say that I thank each and every one of you for inboxing me. There are many different prayer requests going on right now, and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we all need to pray one for another. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for our country, our families. We need to pray for our students. We need to pray for each and every person because there's a lot going on. And before we begin to pray, I want to just give you a little bit what God has given unto me. And it's this. When we go through the process of bettering ourselves, there's always a question in the back of our minds. Lord, am I going to reap what I've sown? And God says, instead of focusing on the reward and instead of focusing on the effect, understand your cause. Why are you doing this? I'm with Alfreda Love, and I've been with Alfreda Love since day one, and some have just started, and I just received a couple of texts from people from all over Texas. I never knew those cities existed. I've just received some texts from people out of state and in state, prayer requests, and they said, "I've been following your show. I've been following your Facebook page. I don't put anything on there, but I've been following. And my cause is not to get a million or 21 million likes. My cause is because I'm on assignment." But guess what? There are many people who are listening to the Word of God, who are looking at what's going on with the Word of God, and that's what matters, right? Those unseen things, God says. He says, but with this ministry, and God is the overseer of this whole ministry, He says, with this ministry, the whole point of this ministry is understanding the cause. So each day, whether you go off to work, whether we're dealing with our family, whether we're in organizations, whether we're out of organizations, whether I'm on the ministry, whether I'm dealing with people, students, whether I'm dealing with anyone, understand the cause. Why are you there? Why are you serving? And it's very important, instead of the effect, what will I receive? Because God says all of these things will be added unto you. Now, we've all heard this, and I've said this many times, as God is speaking, expect something. God says, when he's in the mix and when we put him first in our lives and we put him as the center, he says we should always expect something great. But God says that our reward comes from heaven. He says, and our ultimate reward is eternal life. But the focus, once again, when we're serving, the focus of everything that we do, whether we're speaking, whether we're writing, everything that we do, I'm on the ministry right now, everything that we do should have a cause. Why am I here? Why do I make time to come on the AfricaLoveShow.com? Because God has put me on assignment. Because God wants his word to go out. Because God wants to highlight different individuals in the industries. Because God said so. That's why. That's the cause. The effect. Okay, so what's going to happen? Because I'm being obedient unto God, and God says, as far as what's going to happen, he says, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. So the focus, once again, God says all of these things will be added unto you. And I know that many people there are some people, their spirits are like, well, Lord, and these are some of the prayers that God is saying that heaven is receiving. Lord, you know, I'm going to treat my brother and sister right. And we're talking about spiritual and we're talking about physical. Lord, I'm going to go to church every Sunday. I'm going to pay my tithes. But God says, are you doing this for his cause? Or are you doing this for your effect? And so it's very important when you give unto God, understand the cause. I'm giving this to God because I really owe this to God. Because God is waking me up. He started me on my way. Don't worry so much about the effect. God says that is his job, is to worry about the effect, the cause, the why are you doing this? And the ministry of God, the word of God, motivates people. And there are many people listening. There are more people listening now than there were yesterday night, which is good. But I want us to, before we even go to God, I want us to get into the right mindset and focus. Get into focus. And the focus is not the effect. Okay? It's the cause. Why? Why do you spend your time with God and I? Why do you log on to AfricaLoveShow.com? Why do you, why are you getting closer to God? And that is good. That's something good. But understand why you're doing it. Don't so much say, okay, Lord, I want to get closer unto you because I want to be able to live comfortably. No, God, I want to get closer to you because I want a relationship with you, and I want to understand how I'm supposed to go about life. So anything to edify God is the cause, right? Because I could be spending time with my family. You could be spending time with your family, but we come on the Effort of Love Show. And if I could go to church every day, I would, because that's how much we need prayer and that's how much we need church in God. But God says that the church is in your heart. So when we do go to our prospective places, wherever we are, we take the church with us. So we're going to pray unto God, and I want you to understand the cause. You're here because we want a close relationship with God. And because God says, well, this is my assignment. So God says, you're the overseer. So God has called me to do this. But when you come on the ministry, understand the cause. I'm doing this for God. The purpose of the AfricaLoveShow.com is to edify and highlight God. And through that, I can utilize people's gifts that he's given unto them. Okay? So we're going to listen to Brother Deputy Keys. And this is the same song, I Love You, Lord, today, because we are building a relationship with God, and there is none like you. I want to welcome all of the newcomers. I've had 50 people join today. And when I say join, I'm speaking about inboxing as well as connecting with me on the other platforms and things of that nature. So I want to welcome each and every one of you. As I said before, some of you asked me, did I know where these little cities were in Texas? No, I've never heard of them, but I may need to visit since you're there. Since some of the listeners are there, I may need to visit and bring some of my artists there. I don't know. But thank you so much. We're getting ready to get into our prayer position. I'm going to dim the lights, and it's going to be dark because it's dark outside. But it's going to be dark, and we're going to dim the lights, and we're going to pray unto God. We're going to be in the presence of God, and we're going to pray for different people. I have many different inboxes. We're going to pray for people. We're going to pray for ourselves. We're going to pray for strength and courage. We're going to pray that everybody who's listening will receive a divine overflow from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has already shown me success for a program that's coming up. He's already shown me his favor and his mercy. But we're going to pray over everything. Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn off the lights. And I want to thank you for spending your night with the AfricaLoveShow.com. And it's actually not all the way dark in here because these computer lights. But thank you so much. There are many different prayer positions, as you all know. I like to get on my knees when I pray unto God. That's why, and that's actually what I want to do when I go speak somewhere in church. I said, oh, okay, I'm not at home, I'm at a church. But whatever your prayer position is, there are some people who need to just lie down and pray. Some people put their faces to the ground. Some people sit up and pray. There are some people in the hospital listening. You're in bed, that's fine. However you want to pray, pray that way, okay? We're getting ready to pray unto God. And before we even start prayer, if there's anything not like God, I want it to be removed. We're praying for healing for individuals who are involved in unforeseen emergencies. We're praying for this nation. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for people who are angry at each other. We're praying for people who are hurting each other. We're praying for everybody. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. And yes, I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down, Lord, this morning's arising. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, that you didn't have to do, but you did it anyway. And Lord, we just say thank you. Lord, as I was up this morning, you blessed me to wake up. I checked some of my text messages. I answered a couple of phone calls after thanking you for waking up. And there are many people who are going through all over this land and country, Lord. And this is nothing new to you, Lord, but just to speak it in the atmosphere stirs up the atmosphere. And so, Lord, we want to start off by saying we thank you, Lord, for protecting those individuals who were involved in accidents, whatever type of accidents and incidences. And we ask that you continue to bless their recoveries, Lord, in a major, major way. To bless their families, Lord. If they have to travel, would you give them traveling grace? Lord, would you bless those individuals all over this land and country who've just basically, they're hurting right now, whether it's physically, mentally, socially, however they're hurting. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispatch your angel and would you encompass your life around them, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for new doors, and we thank you for the valley moments, and we thank you for the mountain experiences that we've already experienced and the experiences that we're going to experience. And we thank you for blessing us to be satisfied each and every day, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are traveling and those who are going to travel, Lord. And we ask that you bless each person, Lord, right now. Lord, this prayer is very global because there are so many people, Lord. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch each person and would you summon them, Lord, as I see. Would you summon them into some healing hands, into some hands that can bless those dark moments, into some hands that can cause situations to turn around for their good and cause people to turn from their wicked ways, Lord. Would you hurt each and every person up, because I see people from all over the world listening to your word. They're not listening to me, Lord. They're listening to you because of your voice. And we say thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we know that with your word and with everything that you ordain us to do, that we receive the victory, Lord. And we say thank you for that. And, Lord, as these people are coming, Lord, from all over the world listening, tuning in, Lord, we ask that you bless each and every person. That includes our families, Lord. That includes our friends, those people who had no idea who you were, no idea what this show was about, but they're coming, Lord, and we say thank you. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who say, pray for me, pray for my family, pray for my children. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them, would you touch right now, Lord, and would you keep each and every one of them, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask in a major way, would you bless the three, Lord, in a major and a particular way, Lord, whatever they need to prepare for their great success, we ask, would you give, Lord. Then, Lord, we come to you, Lord, just thanking you for this day. Thanking you for this moment to be online, Lord. And most of all, we say thank you for being the God in our lives. We ask in the name of Jesus that each thing that people worry about or people feel uncomfortable about, we ask that you give them comfort and be a peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask that you bless the gentleman who was online last week. We ask that you find peace for his soul and his family, that you mend their broken hearts, and that you help them to come back unto you, Lord. If there's anything that divides people or keep us from receiving what you would have, we ask in the name of Jesus, would yokes be removed right now, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our children all over the world. Lord, would you cover them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Would you bless everything, Heavenly Father, that they put their little minds to, Lord. Would you bless their eyes to begin to see your glory. And as people are coming, Lord, we ask would they bring their children and would they bring their grandchildren, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the increase of people, because that means that more souls can be saved. That means that this particular ministry with your word, God, and with you leading is causing people to not only listen online, but to make their ways to different churches and make their ways to hands, being able to heal, whether they're sick or have infirmities, Lord. Hands being able to pray over these individuals, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Then, Lord, as people are lining up, Lord, and as people are trying to make it to where you are, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you be bold and present yourself before the people so that they may know who you are. We ask, Heavenly Father, for those who are trying you for the first time, would they be able to taste and see that you are good? Then, Lord, we ask that if there's any type of bitter mouths or bitter tongues, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to uplift and magnify each and every person, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless the AfritaLoveShow.com to be a causal ministry in which people hear your word because they're obedient unto you, Lord, because they want a relationship with you, because they want to get to know you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to build us up, Heavenly Father, in any pains that we're experiencing right now, any type of just worries that people are experiencing or anything, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue, Heavenly Father, to just be a vessel? Would you continue to be an omnipresence? Would you be bold in your presence, Lord? And, Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you have done in our lives. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we are now embarking on a new journey, as we're embarking on a new calling. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to surrender unto you? We give our hands unto you, we give our hearts, and we continue to raise our eyes unto you, Lord, and we continue to walk in your path. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us to be who you would have us to be, Lord? Mold us. Give us the mind that is in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. Give us a heart, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the experiences of understanding people. We thank you for the experiences of understanding people's intentions, and we say thank you. Because without those type of experiences, Lord, we wouldn't know which direction to go. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each mountain experience, each valley. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing those who are in the hospitals. We thank you, Lord, for healing those who are in the convalescent homes. We thank you for bringing children back to where they're supposed to be. And, Lord, if there's any unsolved mystery or unsolved case that someone has lost their lives, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you reveal what has happened to that person, wherever it is, all over this land and country. Heavenly Father, as we go about and complete this week, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to wrap your hands around all of those individuals who heard the show on yesterday, Lord, and would you keep the three, Heavenly Father, under your care, because this is huge, and God is going to bless real good. And we ask, Heavenly Father, as we pray over the three, that they utilize whatever you give them in a mighty and special way. We ask, would the expectancy, Heavenly Father, be revealed? We ask, Heavenly Father, would they utilize whatever that you give to the best of their ability and to the glory and honor of you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this ministry. Lord, we thank you for this platform. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to share the ministry with so many people from all over the world. We thank you for each person who has graced the Afrida Love Show, whether it be today or yesterday. We thank you for the 50 members, Lord Jesus, who has connected somehow on some of these platforms. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us platforms and giving us the opportunity to showcase who you are, Lord. We ask, will we continue to magnify who you are? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the increase in territory, the increase in our faith, the increase in our service. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to give us a Christ-like attitude? Would you continue to help us to be ambassadors for you? And Lord, would you ask, we're just asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to send people, Lord, because they're coming in flocks? Lord, we had said a couple of months ago that people would come to the church, many different people, all denominations, all types of issues, but the doors would be open. And Lord, we can see individuals, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, forming. And we can also see, it looks like, it's like unto a marathon runner, thousands of marathon runners running a race, and they're waiting, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person who's waiting, who's listening, waiting for their right moment, Lord. They feel comfortable in their homes listening to this ministry. They feel comfortable in their homes clicking on a link. And we ask that you continue to bless them to listen to the Afrida Love Show. But, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing them to now go out to the prospective churches and also hear the word of God and gather among their brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the just, for the, help me, Lord, figure out this word. We just thank you for the convenience of the word, Lord, where it can spread all over this land and country. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just allowing people to be able to listen in their beds, thank you, before they go to sleep. Be able to listen in the jail cells, we say thank you. Being able to listen, policemen, as they go about their days, being able to listen and experience the prayer and be covered. Those who travel at night, being able to listen on their cell phone. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to open up the door. And those who are in waiting, Lord, and there are many, as far as the eye can see, who are waiting and there's yellow tape that's holding them back right now. And Lord, you said this yellow tape is only holding thousands of people that have not begun their journey that you've given them. And once they understand through the word of God, through this ministry, once they understand the word of God, the tape will be released. So that means once they begin moving towards the mark, moving towards God, then they will be in the will of God as well. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the word. We ask, Heavenly Father, for all of those who are waiting for the right moment, for your authorization, Lord, who's been listening to this show and I had no idea for many years. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each and every one of them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, because they're in a very vulnerable position right now. And if we neglect to do one thing, we could lose one of the thousand. And we ask in the name of Jesus, with this ministry continuously push forward, go forward. And we ask with the reality of serving a true and living God, not a popular God, but a true and living God, continue to permeate all over this world, knowingly and unknowingly. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word. We thank you for the revelation. And we ask, Heavenly Father, as thousands await, that they become stronger in you, because as they're standing out, as you're showing, God, and they're not covered because they haven't accepted you, as they're standing out waiting and they're listening to this particular ministry, every time it comes on, as they're standing waiting, we ask that when the storms of life come, if you would cover them, Lord. We're standing in the gap for these thousands of people. Would you cover them, Lord? If the ground began to shake, we ask, would you put them on level ground, Lord? If the heat begins to become too hot, we ask, Lord Jesus, would you give them cooling water? And if the winds begin to blow too severe, we ask, would you command the winds, peace be still? Lord, we cover each and every one of those persons, and they're coming from everywhere, Lord, and it's a thousand or more. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they begin to walk in your will. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, would you cover them, Lord? Would you forgive them, Lord? Because they may not know how to ask for forgiveness. Some are just standing because someone sent them. Some are standing because they're at the end of their wits. Some of them are standing in a depressive state. Some are standing in a sad state. They're just crying. And some are there because they're ready. And we ask, no matter what state those individuals are, all over this land and country waiting, we ask, Lord, would you cover them? Would you give them some peace in their lives for a moment? Would you tell the storms, Lord, peace be still? Would you send your angel of love instead of the death angel, Heavenly Father, for depression? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you restore, heal, and renew each and every one, Lord? And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, whoever it is that needs prayer, and they're listening to this ministry now where we connect before they go out to the churches, because there's a process. We thank you, Lord, for sending the people. We thank you for the new fellowship, 50 people. We ask that you bless each and every one of them. And we ask that you continue to bless this ministry, not just this ministry, but other ministries as well. And Lord, now that we're going to relinquish this prayer, we ask that you cover each person who's on this line and those who are going to listen. And we most of all ask that you cover our thousand who are waiting. And Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never from out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we always feel better when we pray And I want to say something because I had some individuals say, I just need you to talk to us, talk us through this. And I'm going to talk for a little bit. The Lord has given me. And one of the things I want you guys to know, because I know that some of the individuals who are waiting to come to Christ, this is a very fragile time in your life, right? And because this is a fragile time, you have to be very careful, because as you're standing out of the ark of safety and you're waiting, right, I pray for you on this ministry, but you're going to have to pray as well. And all you have to say is, our Father, which art in heaven, and God understands exactly what you're saying. It doesn't have to be a long, elaborate prayer. But as you're standing, because this is a process, as you're standing, waiting to come into the will of God, being fed the word of God through Jesus Christ, there are going to be storms because you're not covered. There are going to be some days in which it's just hot, right, that represents your temperament. And you're going to have to say, peace, be still. There are going to be some times in which you want to throw in the towel. But we prayed about it, and God is going to work it out. God says, you're going to make it through. We talked about that. You're going to make it through. All of you who are waiting, every last one of you, Brenda including you too, all of you who are waiting, continue to wait. Don't go back to what you were doing. Don't become impatient. Tell. Stay there. God says, be still. He's coming. And through the word of God, because you've been praying, through the word of God, God is going to anoint each and every person who's waiting. It's very important. And for these individuals, you have to understand that no matter where you are, prayer finds you. God knows where you are. I'm here giving this particular ministry in a town called Bellmead, Texas. It's an international ministry. You guys are all over the world. Some from Texas, all over the United States, some out of the United States. And you're waiting because you heard the voice of God, because you heard a message on this show from God, and you decided to make Jesus your choice. But it's a very critical time in your life. So God hasn't released you to walk into your will right now. There's some other things. Your heart's going to have to get stronger, because when you go to these different places, as you're on your way to church, as you're on your way to righteousness, you're going to be stopped with negativity. You're going to be stopped with people who's going to say, you don't need to go to church, naysayers. And we don't want you turning back. We want you to keep moving forward. Each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Doesn't matter how small of a town you come from, how big of a town. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you've been on TV 1,000 times. You still need Jesus. That's why you're in line. Regular people are in line. Millionaires are in line. Homeless people are in line. There's no respect of person. There's no respect of person. So it's very important. It's very important, and we're going to be praying for 1,000 people. And a couple of you will be on the ministry in about 2 or 3 weeks talking about how good God is, what God has done for you. That's how we know that we have 1,000. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. As you wait, don't throw in the towel. Keep going, keep pressing. You're going to get tired. Get some rest, because the best is yet to come. And for the three, God is Wow, amazing. Get ready. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. But continue to listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Continue to trust in God. Be sure to text somebody, tell somebody to listen to the show, tell your friends. I want to thank many individuals. We have a record high of listeners, so that means you guys have been getting the word out, and I appreciate that. You've been getting the word out about the AfridaLoveShow.com, and we have a record high. And so we have people from all over the world. We have business people from all over the world. We have gospel artists. We have writers and actors and actresses. I mean, just people from all over the world, and we say thank you. Remember to continue to pray for your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. It's very important that we pray one for another. Very important. Okay? Also, be sure to check out a couple of websites, AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AfridaLoveShow.com. Or check out AfridaHubPages.com. Or you can check out StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to check it out. I will have some other things going on, so I will let you know what those other things are. But be sure to check out those websites. If you want to email me or contact me, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com, so you can contact me like that. Also, we have Miss Kevana Love. Be sure to vote for her on the Praise Factor Awards. She's on my Facebook page. Be sure to pray for her. Also, be sure to pray for different individuals who have new projects. We're getting ready to add that as well. If you're a media industry or you're a magazine industry, please email us with any requests for articles, or if you have artists who would like to be featured in the magazine, please be sure to let me know. We would like to feature your artists. The Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will have the church anniversary on the 28th, the 28th of August, and it starts at 10:45. And after our 10:45 service, we're going to have food. Then we're going to go into our 3:30 service for homecomers, and for we're going to worship God. So be sure to come out to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, 76705. I'm getting the word out. It's going to be in the paper. I'm going to have it all over social media. We're starting this particular spread of the word starting tomorrow, God's will. God has already shown success. Anything or anytime God is into something, it's going to be successful. So just make sure that you come out and support all of our homecomers, and we're going to have some great church. So that's another reason to come out with the cause, because we want to hear the word of God, right? We want to welcome our homecomers, and we want to hear the word of God, because the word of God is what? Electrifying. And what does electrifying mean? It means it connects us with Jesus Christ. That's how powerful the word of God is. Do you hear what I said? I said that's how powerful the word of God is. You know, as I said before, I want to thank all of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank all of you for remaining awake just to listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com. And I am going to, I have 320 individuals on the line. I'm so excited listening to God. And so I'm going to be quiet for like 15 seconds, 20 seconds to see if someone has something to say. If not, we're going to carry on, and I'm going to bid you a good night, okay? Okay. Nobody would like to say anything. All of y'all are shy, huh? All right, listen. Anytime you want to say something, just let me know. It's no problem, because this is your show as well. Remember, the next time you come, to invite a family member or a friend. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which will be Friday, God's will, because we're going to also have our top 10 Billboard gospel artists. Take care of yourselves and each other. And listen, if you want to connect with me, if you want to contact me, my number is my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? Thank you so much for tuning in to the OurFreedomLoveShow.com, and have a blessed night. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.